you doing? Yeah, I'm doing righty fine. It's been a long time.
Stop smiling and make
a better look of your face.
Yeah, I don't remember that part either.
Yeah, I do. It's Boy Don't Even Front Stop.
Being so fake. Okay, you got it. Hey, y'all. Hi, how are you doing? My name's Serena Williams.
I'm Crystal.
And this is The Read.
Woo, here we are.
Episode 7.
So fun. And today we have an amazing special guest, our very first guest ever.
Very first one.
Woo.
And you may know her from YouTube.
You definitely do.
Her name is Cheska Lee.
Oh my God.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, you guys.
We're so pumped.
This is a really big deal.
So a lot of you might know Francesca from YouTube, where she created a really popular video called Shit White Girls Say to Black Girls.
Which was basically the soundtrack of my 8th grade year. Like when I watched that video, it was literally everything that every white girl said to me in middle school. So loved that video, wore it completely the hell out.
It was like the best
forwarded
shit
to everybody I knew.
Thank
it was
you.
The best shit say video.
So good. But her entire channel is so unique and funny and really well produced and well put together.
Aw, thank you.
Francesca's very, very bright and she's very great at what she does and she creates a lot of quality content.
Yes.
So.
Not to mention hilarious. So we were so excited to have her.
Oh my
on
God, you guys. You can't see, but I am blushing. Black people blush. I don't know if you know.
Oh, and she's friends with like Tracee Ellis Ross, which is awesome.
We're so jealous.
When you did, she did a video with Tracee.
I saw it. I was hating like shit.
What, like you had a moment where you said something like
at the same time.
Yes. It was so cute.
It was pretty epic.
So just make sure that you, you know, dash on over to YouTube and make sure that you're all subscribed and all that stuff.
Yes, please do.
All right. So we're going to go into our normal routine
here. Jump right into our shit talking.
And talk about this gossip and shit. So, why is everyone hating on Beyonce and Jay-Z and their trip to Cuba?
Because their names are Beyonce and Jay-Z and they went to Cuba.
That's a great fucking point.
Because they left their house.
Like, that's usually it.
That's all it takes.
So, Beyonce and Jay-Z went on a trip to Cuba for their 5th wedding anniversary and the Republicans were pissed.
The Republican senators in Florida who have so many many problems.
Like Florida.
Ugh. Florida is fucked.
God, I am so embarrassed of our home state, Kid Fury. It's so bad.
Florida, it has shamed me so many times in my
Every
life.
Every time a like really fucked up story comes out in the news, I'm like,
please don't be Florida.
No, first I go, please let them not be black. And then please not let them be from Florida. But they always are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, not even just senators in Florida, because I've read that a lot of Cuban-American members of Congress and, like, just Cuban-Americans in.
Why were they mad?
Well, I guess, apparently, again, I feel like you guys would probably know more about this stuff than I do, because I, like, don't watch the news, because someone's always either getting raped or beaten up in the subway. So I just kind of stray away from that shit. But apparently you're just not like allowed to go to Cuba just because you feel like it.
Yeah. The very short, simple way of putting it is that you can't just go to Cuba. You need special permission to go first.
Mm-hmm.
And people were not really concerned because they weren't worried. That's what concerns sound like. So they were just basically mad that Beyonce and Jay-Z went to Cuba because it's a socialist country and they wanted to make sure that they had permission. And of course they did. So this was really a non-story,
but it was like
Beyonce,
all over CNN and MSNBC.
Stacey Dash, hating ass, crawled out of
whatever. Oh, let's get to that in a second.
Hole she been in to say something.
I was just excited that, you know, Beyonce had Kid Fury brown braids. Like, her box braids were the exact same color as me, and I thought that that was just like...
You're really going to run with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were the exact same color.
I smell new merchandise. Some Kid Fury track.
Right.
Basically.
So,
as seen on Beyonce.
I was excited.
Kid Fury going to come out with his own cankalong.
Oh, girl. Well, maybe I will. Oh, if you see me rocking it in the summer, bitch, you know what time it is.
I'll
just
be
don't be
so
pissed.
I'll be so pissed.
Anyway, so the White House actually had to like issue a statement today. And basically say, like, we didn't have shit to do with that.
This is none of our business.
Because that's not how the government works.
No. Like, Beyonce and Jay-Z may be friendly with the president and the first lady, but they don't just text us to get permission to go to other countries. Like, that's not how this works.
Right.
They or their representatives went through the proper channels to get permission.
That's
to go
what
to
I understand. Like, they are such huge celebrities. Of course they're going to go and get the correct clearance. Course.
Right.
Like, if anyone's going to, it's going to be them.
Right.
You know?
Like, Jay-Z put the soundtrack together for The Great Gatsby, and people were actually saying on Twitter, like, I don't know if they have permission to re-record Amy Winehouse's
right.
song.
Like,
because Beyoncé and Andre 3000 did a version of an Amy Winehouse.
Black to Black.
Right.
And so, to be honest with you, I'm not sure how I'm going to feel about
that. Well, I think I'm going to like it, but the idea that Jay-Z and Beyoncé did not get legal clearance
from Amy Winehouse's estate.
Or like whoever owns Back right. to Black. The idea that they didn't get permission to do that is just mind-boggling. Like,
or that
no.
they don't have the funds to pay some royalties
like,
or
right.
whatever
like,
that
it
needs
happened.
To be done.
That is some shit you would expect from, like, Chief Keef. You're talking about right. Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
Right. Like, even if you don't respect their work, they've been in the industry for so long, they're not new to this.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not idiots, you guys.
Whatever.
I honestly don't know why that was even a story, but whatever.
So they basically had to say that, you know, Treasury cleared their trip and that they were out there for an educational exchange trip. And trying to promote people-to-people contact in Cuba and meeting the children and going to the schools and all of that stuff. And Miss Tina was out there getting her life. Jay's mom was out there getting her life. Everybody was all excited and they had a great time. And I don't know why people are so pissed about it. I really don't get it.
I mean, it just doesn't. If you ask me, none of it matters.
I can tell you, living in Miami, that Cubans are so, so, so diehard for that place. They just don't want to live there.
So,
like, they will shoot you in the face over Cuba, but they don't want to live there.
Okay. So, and you don't want anybody else to visit either, or?
I don't. Okay.
I just think it's dumb. Whatever.
So,
Nancy, whatever.
Back to Stacey Dash.
Ugh.
Musty ass.
She is so happy that her Google alerts are popping like right now.
Right.
Someone's talking about me. You know?
Ever since Lisa Wright pulled the diamond and whooped her ass on the set of and she's been jobless. This is what her life is.
Man, ever since Tyler the Creator called her Musty, I've been calling her Musty because that's just how I envision
her. Tyler the Creator would call her Musty.
He would, and he did, so.
So, wait, what did she say? Like, the Jay-Z?
She got on Twitter and tweeted something along the lines of, how are you okay with the Jay-Zs going to Cuba and funding an oppressive socialist regime?
She does everything wrong. The Jay-Zs? Like, just shut up.
Like, what are you even trying to say? Like, who the fuck are the Jay-Zs?
What is that?
I don't know.
Like, Beyonce's last name is Jay-Z now. Like, Jay-Z's name is Jay-Z, Jay-Z.
Right.
Makes no sense.
It was just, it was dumb from the beginning and then got worse. Like, Beyonce and Jay-Z all of a sudden are responsible for all the problems in Cuba. Girl, what?
I don't understand
No.
it. I really don't. And I haven't given a fuck about Stacey Dash since Clueless.
She fucked
the
it up
movie,
for me.
The movie, not the series.
Right, no. She fucked it up for me during the election. I just thought she was
Yeah, she fucked
pointless.
It up for herself during the election.
Yeah.
Because everybody came for that ass.
Well, I mean, I guess
I think that was part of, like, her pact with the devil for her to, like, stay looking good. The devil was like, you're going to look really good, and you have to also endorse Mitt Romney. It was, like, part of her contract that right. she signed in blood.
Because she does look very... I mean,
she looks amazing.
Yes, she, yeah.
she looks
really
amazing.
Good, but...
But that's about it.
Yeah.
At the same time,
there's not much else you can say for Stacey Dash. Like, oh, Stacey, that's so pretty. And that's where the compliments run
that's
out.
That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Girl, Stacey, whatever.
So just take those coins to Cece's Pizza and leave us alone.
This is like Sunshine Anderson popping up out of nowhere and being like...
Been a lot of that happening lately.
How
we talked
dare
about
Beyonce
Lomo.
Release an album or whatever. Like, girl, wait a minute, sweetie. Like,
I just love how the Carters just have the whole world shook.
Yep.
No matter what they do.
And then this morning, her husband put out a song basically saying...
Oh, that song, Open Letter.
Yep.
Produced by Timbaland and Swizz Beatz.
Okay.
And allegedly featuring Trey Songz.
Did not actually hear Trey Songz.
I don't know. I know that a couple of my followers are big Trey Songz fans. So if you could tell me what part that he was on, I'm kind of interested. But I really didn't hear his voice. Usually when I know that it's Trey Songz when I hear a yodel. And I didn't hear a yodel. So I don't know where Trey was at. But if you could just point me in the right direction, I'd appreciate that. But either way, it's a great look. Even if he just brought water to the studio, that's awesome. Because he brought water to the studio for Timbaland. And
his name is in the credits and mine isn't. So
right. Like,
you know, you are one step closer to Beyonce.
Absolutely. I still have to go uptown. So...
Exactly.
Cute for you. Anyway, so Jay-Z basically read everybody to shreds on that song today, and it was cute. And then, like, Kanye tried to hop on the bandwagon and release this song that he produced for Pusha T. And in the he tweeted after the song came out, Kanye was like, oh, our family Hove released some real hip-hop shit today. And I was like, yeah. Oh, he's still speaking to you? Because I didn't...
I mean, it wasn't our family Hove when you said that you had love for Jay-Z, but you wasn't fucking with Suit and Tie.
Right.
Like, I mean,
and it wasn't your family Hove when Justin shaded your ass and he came out
on SNL.
And he came out and performed that rap verse anyway.
What did he do on SNL?
Justin Timberlake
replaced one of the lines on his Suit and Tie song and said, my hits are so sick, got rappers acting dramatic. And that was basically a dig at Kanye.
Oh, Justin. Justin.
You can't tell that young
I'm
white
sure
lady
that
anything.
That tossed Kanye right into a fit. Like, oh,
he's
Lord.
Already dealing with so much with his baby Kanye.
Well, I mean, that's his own fault.
Anyway, so that's it. I say let Beyonce and Jay-Z live. But even if you don't, I mean, they're still sickening. Like, what are you? You're just going to have to just be pissed about it.
Right. I mean, just stay mad, I guess.
So let's talk about LL Cool J and...
I don't know anybody named LL
Cool J. No, LL Cool J is what we're calling him now.
Well,
because he just sold his ass out.
Time to go.
I cannot.
So listen, if you haven't heard, LL Cool J and some guy named Brad Paisley.
Brad Paisley.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Some guy, Brad Paisley.
Who? Well, since...
He's a country singer.
That's right.
And after this song, he is reduced to some guy, okay? He doesn't deserve any accolades that he has.
Let's talk about what LL Cool J and Brad Paisley did.
Ugh. So they released this song called Accidental Racist, which kind of just deserves like a moment of silence. Just the top. Anyway, so...
It's so bad.
It's basically this song. Brad is singing about how, you know, he met this guy in Starbucks and he just wants you to know that although he loves the Confederate flag, like he really has nothing against you. And he's just really proud of being white and from the South. And
let's put the past behind us.
Right.
Yeah. Because
like his whole part of the song was basically like when white people basically say like, you know, well, I didn't have shit to do with it. Like, get over it.
I mean, I just reap the benefits every fucking day. But it's like not my fault. Like racism happened.
I just want to wear the Confederate flag just because. And I don't know why y'all...
I mean, the Confederate flag is about my history.
Right.
Not
it's
slavery.
Not about you slaves.
So, I mean,
get
whatever.
Get out your feelings, black people.
Right.
It sounded like a typical, you know, white guilt. It was like, I want to wear my shirt and I don't want black people to be mad about it anymore.
Why are you even telling this to the guy at Starbucks?
Like, No. You know why? Because Brad Paisley claimed that he went to Starbucks and a black guy working at Starbucks spit in his coffee. Which you know is a lie. Because Brad Paisley, like someone would have gotten fired. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like everybody likes to come up with these fanciful stories about how some black person did them wrong. You know, some girl made fun of me on the bus or something like that. I experienced racism too. And then now
reverse racism.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because it's supposed to go the other way.
Right.
Not this way. That's why it's reversed.
Like, so you know what? In terms of like melody and as far as this being like a country song, it wasn't even, I mean, if you don't consider the lyrics, like it didn't
There's no way that you don't consider the lyrics.
No, but
though.
I'm just saying like it sounded like if you didn't speak English, you'd be like, oh, this is a pretty country song, you know? But then like the real problem, like what made
it
me want to piss
was
when LL Cool J came
out.
That's what I'm saying. It was bad enough when it was Brad Paisley.
I know the line you're gonna talk about, right?
Oh, you know where
Can
I'm going.
Please just talk.
First of all, it was bad enough that he said conversate on the song. And some people were like, oh, well, Beyonce said conversating don't get me body. Beyonce was not singing to a white man saying respect me and yeah. the color of my skin and saying conversating.
My problem wasn't even conversate.
The problem was when he said, if you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag. And if you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains.
Like,
so bitch. So what you're saying is, if this man does not judge your gold chains, that you won't forget all about the injustice and the rape and like the whipping. Like,
and I'm sorry, who is judging? Like, oh my God, did you see his gold chain? No. Like, no one's judging you on your jewelry. Like,
they might judge your do-rag, but they're not judging your gold chain.
And I don't know why you would compare a do-rag to the fucking symbol of slavery. Like, girl, it's just something to keep your waves on swim. It's not near as bad as the fucking Confederate flag. Like, why would you even put your do-rag up against that?
How the fuck are you going to compare your gaudy-ass jewelry to slave, like, what? To the chains?
Right.
No.
Then said R.I.P. Robert E. Lee. And that's where I was like, I'm not fucking with LL Cool J anymore for the rest of my life. Sis, R.I.P. Robert E. Lee, are you goddamn serious?
Well, you remember he was on the Grammy host of the Grammys this year? He had like this whole moment where he was trying to be deep at the very beginning.
Yeah, I saw that bullshit.
And talk about how like, oh, well, you know, the Grammys is a beautiful, momentous
occasion. Is that your LL Cool J impression?
Yeah, I can't really.
It's really good.
Is it?
It's great. It sounds just like him.
People of all over the world come together. You got Beyonce from Houston and Adele's from London and Katy Perry is from Calabasas. Where the fuck she's from? It was like, just start the show. Right, like, can we just... And the winner is. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I guess... We're just going to leave it at the relationship between the Mason-Dixon and needing some fixing. It was just, it was already a bad song. And then LL Cool J came on.
What?
She just wanted to say Mason-Dixon and sound like she knew what she was talking about.
That was
about.
Like part of what he said. He said the relationship between the Mason-Dixon
needs
some fixing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's in the song. I didn't make that up.
God, that's awful.
Oh, I thought that was about to be the Crystal Country moment of the week.
No, it wasn't.
That's what I thought too.
Y'all are some assholes. No, he said that in the song.
Oh, this is the worst song. Okay, let's just move forward. I don't even have time. Like, okay, girl, bye, LL. Like, I don't. If you just wanted us to request Headsprung on the radio, that's all you had to say.
You could have just said so.
That was it. So we're done. Let's talk about ASAP Rocky.
No.
I know that. You know, I might just give this whole moment to you.
No, don't do it.
ASAP Rocky had a moment this week where he basically, first of all, I don't know why ASAP Rocky is always expressing his opinion on like makeup.
Who is asking him what he thinks about black women? Because I've heard him say a few like comments that I was giving him a side eye. He said he went to Africa and he couldn't believe that the black women were attractive. They have bones in their noses and didn't look a hot mess.
What?
Who is asking him what he thinks?
Well, this was like a fashion blog that asked him about his beauty regime, and it really it started off okay.
Wait, how did his beauty regime get to the topic of lipstick?
Well, because somebody asked if he likes makeup on girls. And he was like, no, I prefer no makeup, which I really think is a lie. When men say that, they just
I hate when guys say
that. They like the natural look. But they don't actually mean no makeup.
And the
makeup.
Natural look is a face full of makeup.
It's a fuck ton of makeup. Just FYI, motherfuckers. Y'all talking about y'all love the natural look. It takes like...
You have no
minutes.
Clue what you're talking
first
about.
Of all,
you like what I give you.
Before we even continue, I just want for men, if you're listening to this, straight men especially, I created a video. It's called A Woman's Work, and it's on YouTube. Please just watch it. And
that is my favorite Kid Fury video of all
time.
It is. That is my single
favorite. The shit that women have to go through just to be like considered an average woman is ridiculous.
And that's why I don't do it.
And men would never be able... You know what? So, okay.
ASAP Rocky rocks a perm.
Right.
I mean, so like...
You have a wrap, girl. You look like a single mom. What the fuck are you talking about?
He doesn't have a wrap, okay? His hair looks like Sealy from Color Purple. It's in like four plaits.
It's pretty bad.
Okay? So like, why would I ever take beauty advice from his ass, okay?
So he was talking about, you know, these girls with makeup and what have you. And he said, like, red lipstick, you have to be light skinned to pull that off. That's not something that dark skin tones... can do. And then he said something about how purple lipstick doesn't look good on anybody, which people
which
thought
is a lie.
Which was like kind of shade
which
towards...
Which first of all is a lie, but yeah, I think it was supposed to be shady towards Azealia Banks, which I'm completely here for shade for Azealia Banks. But yeah, the truth is that every skin tone can wear red lipstick or
like,
whatever
what do you
lipstick
think of
they want.
Lipstick? It's red. Like, red is, like, the color. And then there's not, like, one red. Like, there's, like, 3,000 different shades of red lipstick and every other color for that matter.
I just don't know who's taking advice from ASAP Rocky anyway. Like,
if you apply that man's or that boy's fucking makeup advice to your life.
Like, why, sis?
Like, where were your parents?
Have you gotten a good look at ASAP Rocky? Because he looks like a fucking stud.
No, but people really like him. They call him the pretty boy. And he's... hideous.
He calls himself the pretty boy.
Oh, okay.
And people, like fans of his, just kind of co-sign.
ASAP Rocky doesn't even have all of his teeth, so he's not about to tell me whether my lipstick looks good.
I just don't understand it. Like, I've always looked at ASAP Rocky as, like, that kid who, like, he just reminds me of, like, a little brother to Kanye. Like, you know how, like, when, like, that cool big brother has, yeah, like, a little brother who's trying to follow in their footsteps and, like, dress like them and be like, I'm so into fashion and I can wear a skirt and all that. Like, girl, I don't. Shut up.
Maybe he just hasn't found the shade of red that works for him. And that so might he be just what it thinks is. All the dark skinned girls can't wear it. But sis.
So what we need to do is just find some foundation and find a good lip and a brow that works for ASAP.
I mean, start with Ruby Woo, sis. I think it works on just about every skin tone, but go to Sephora and just spend some time at the counters. There's a red out there for you, no matter what your skin tone is.
All right, so we're going to just move this on along. I mean, there's a couple other things that have been happening in pop culture, but fuck that. I want to talk about Scandal. And everyone has been requesting that we discuss Scandal.
Yeah, our email box has been blowing up with people wanting us to talk about this epic, amazing show. And so we thought, of course, why not to talk about Scandal when we have Francesca on the show, because she's also a huge fan and makes some really hilarious videos.
And you
about
did a Scandal parody that was fucking amazing.
Thanks, I sure did. I'm a huge, huge Scandal fan. I'm really, really upset that it's not going to be on for 3 weeks.
What the fuck is Shonda doing with these fucking...
I don't think it's her fault. I don't think it's her fault.
You think it's ABC?
I think it's ABC.
Why? Why are they doing this to us?
I think they're waiting for sweeps in May. That's just my opinion. I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
I don't have time for this.
Whatever it is, it's a pain in the ass because we just came off of a 3 week break. Like, we stay on a damn break.
We had like 3 episodes and then another break. Right. Like, what the fuck? I don't have. Can we just get to the fucking point?
They just keep us hungry.
Yeah. I don't get it. But I did say in a video recently that, you know, Scandal is obviously an amazing show. I'm surprised a lot of you had not been watching Scandal before that. And it's one of those shows that you have to like watch it as it's airing. Like, you have to be there as soon as the man says a new scandal starts now. You need to be paying attention. And that's it.
If you miss more than the first 45 seconds of Scandal, just give up.
Just don't watch it.
And watch it on ABC.com later. Like,
because you're going to be so fucking lost.
Rewind your DVR, whatever you have to do, but you can't come in late for Scandal. And for the listeners who haven't been watching the show, it's in its second season now.
You can watch the first season on Netflix. You can watch the second one on Hulu, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kerry Washington plays Olivia Pope, and she is basically this government
fixer.
She fixes political problems. But then she also has a really messy personal life because she used to have an affair with the president, and that's a major storyline on the
show.
Still
kind of is.
The president's wife is a mess.
She's an evil bitch.
I hate her.
I don't know how I feel about Melly. Like, sometimes I want her to die, and sometimes I'm like, this is a bad bitch. I just go back and forth.
The last episode where she read the blood out of Fitz for being drunk and saying how his kids did not want to come see him and all that shit. I was like, you go, bitch. I still can't stand your motherfucking ass. But you read the fuck out of him and he deserved it.
I don't think those kids really exist. Let's be honest.
Right.
Why have we never seen them?
I think they showed some. Well,
we've
they might
seen
not
the
really.
Baby. We've seen the baby and that's it.
We've seen the new one. The one whose birth she induced.
Oh, my God.
The bitch is Melly's crazy, okay?
They said she could have died inducing labor and she didn't care.
Right.
That's how.
Melly's the definition of a ride or die chick. And that's why I don't believe in ride or die chicks.
She's just going to die.
They're crazy.
I see it happening. But I also live for, I mean, honestly, people who know that, I mean, people who follow me and watch me live tweet the show, you know that I'm always saying that someone needs to die. Like every.
Quinn. Time. It's usually Quinn.
Quinn.
Yeah, I'm usually saying Quinn needs to die.
Like, let's Quinn. Just get rid of Quinn.
They're giving her, you notice now they're trying to give her like a story why of how she's trying to be the new
and
Huck.
And why are she and Huck like always making like love, like she
yeah,
and Huck.
I don't I want just, that to happen.
Never. No. Not no. ever.
I hate that she's turned into like fucking Harriet the Spy or some shit. Like, it just bothers me.
Right. She's like a she's juvenile version. Anywhere. Like, she wants to be like Huck. Huck is my favorite character on the
really?
Show. Oh, yeah. Because he's so heartless and he doesn't have time for all the emotional bullshit. He's there to get shit done.
No,
my favorite character is Harrison. Only because Harrison is
like, the least developed character on the show.
No, but the reason I like him so much, and they said that they're giving him a storyline like very soon.
Okay.
But the reason I like him so much is whenever everyone's falling apart, he's always like, girl, no one has time for this. Like, let's get this shit together. Like, I have to clock out. Like,
he
I'm going home.
He always speaks low and fast.
Yes. He's like
he's a cough drop.
Gladiator in suit. Gladiator in suit.
We're doing it because that's what we do.
He always
we
has to be this. Like, hey, bitch. Hey,
focus. We're here right now and we're here for Olivia and we're not gonna let her down.
He's like the nigga who you work with at an office or whatever job who's like, girl, I don't give a fuck about it. Like, I have to clock out.
Or if like, you have like intramural soccer at work, he's like very serious about the team. He wants to- yeah, like, okay, people who work regular jobs know what
intramural
this is like.
Soccer.
Sometimes, yeah, if you work at a big company and then like you pair up for fun games or whatever, he's the one who takes it real seriously. And he
now
has,
that's
like,
a spinoff that I would
out.
Watch.
You know what?
Olivia Pope and Associates.
Who's your
play.
Favorite character on Scandal?
Oh, God, you guys are going to so judge me.
It better not be the redhead.
Oh, fuck no. Are you kidding me? She's
no one
the
likes
worst.
Abby.
Abby's like, after Quinn dies, Abby dies next. Absolutely. I have a really big soft spot for David Rosen.
Really?
Yeah. I just think he's so cute. And like, he's the good guy. Like, he's the only person on the whole show that like isn't corrupt and like isn't really bad.
And he always gets pissed on.
Right.
Exactly.
David
and like,
Rosen stay losing.
Yeah. And he's like a really nice guy and he's like kind of nerdy. Like, I don't know. That's totally
I
like
pity.
I thought you were going to say
more
Cyrus.
More than anything.
No. God, no. Cyrus is evil.
Yeah, I love Cyrus is number two.
Cyrus is the definition.
He's my number two favorite.
Of a stunt queen.
He is so bad.
He is. He's a lot.
Wait, can you just tell me what a stunt queen is?
A stunt queen is a queen that pulls stunts. A stunt queen is...
Motherfucker, that is not what? A definition.
Like Cirque du Soleil? Like they do like tricks
no,
and stuff?
No, like stunts are like... You ever heard someone say, like, are you pulling stunts in shows? Like, you're playing a game. Like, stunt queens are people who, like, steal credit card information.
Oh.
Stunt queens are people who, like, go boost clothes out of stores and stuff like that. Okay. Stunt queens are just, like, really messy, like, evil, conniving gays.
You guys can't see it, but I'm, like, taking notes right now. Because every time I hang out with Kid Fury and Crystal, I feel like I need, like, a new edition of Rosetta Stone. Because I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
But that is how I feel about Cyrus.
Love me some Cyrus. I just
you do.
I do. Yes, he was gonna have his baby daddy killed, and then
he sure
canceled at the last minute. I love him. He's
he gave that man a baby just so he would shut up.
Just to shut him up. Yep.
He brought a whole new life, a black life in that, at that.
Because white people
home.
Love to adopt some black babies.
But you know, Shonda said the reason that she keeps bringing like you know black. Babies in as like adopted kids in her shows is because black children are the least likely to get adopted.
No, that's right? Absolutely true. But like what I don't understand is like why isn't there some black family that's like swooping in on like Sweden or something and just being like, I've always wanted a little blonde baby and just snatch one up.
I don't know.
I'm sure there are some underprivileged children over there too.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you gonna get some from Cuba? Somewhere. Oh well, no, you're not allowed to go.
Oh yeah, good call.
So what do you guys think is about to happen in Scandal? I don't know. Should we say like where it's going? Because maybe some people.
Okay, you,
if you
guys,
haven't
you
watched
need to get
it,
caught up, you guys.
If you have not been watching it,
I mean, surely if you haven't watched it, then you fast forwarded when we started talking about Scandal. So
right.
I don't know. I don't know what's
we
about
left
to happen.
On a major cliffhanger.
Yeah. So. Olivia, you know, passed out right when her creepy CIA boo was like, I'm trying to protect you from that guy. But then
Tumblr snitched
and showed that that's actually the footage from the last time he was in her apartment. And so he was referring to like old footage of himself.
But she doesn't know that.
She doesn't know that. And so like, all of a sudden she's in the hospital and her main bitch and her old bitch are in the room with
her. And she's realizing that they're working together.
And it's right. Just, oh, Olivia, girl, what have you done?
And, of course, now we have to wait 3 weeks to see what's about to happen.
I cannot wait. Like, I honestly can't even guess about what I think is about to happen. I really don't know where Shonda's going with this.
She's good for it. She's good for, gagging the fuck out of you. I'm just excited to see, how this season is going to end.
What episode are we on? Because I think this season's 22 episodes.
Yeah, I think that we're... I think we have, two or three left.
Yeah.
So messed up. Like, I know. You're going to take 3 weeks, and then we're going to get, two more episodes, and then we're going to be done for, a long time.
Right.
And then
we have
to
wait for it to be on Netflix and then go over it again.
Right,
so
all the things we miss. Girl, no one has time. Whatever. But Scandal is, amazing.
It is. It's so good.
It's, the one show that I just refuse. I have to see it when it airs. So
I'm the exact same way. I don't want to watch it later.
Oh, I've been watching it the next day because I don't have cable at home. So I just turn my Twitter off.
I was going to say, you must not get online Thursday night.
No, I can't.
I say the fuck off the internet if I have to miss it.
No.
I just don't miss it because you can't, I can't go on Twitter, Facebook. I probably shouldn't even check email.
Nigga, a friend of mine spoiled when Fitz got shot.
Oh, damn. I know you were pissed. Mm-mm.
That's
okay. You can't even get on fucking Instagram.
You can't, and that's where I saw it.
Memes. Oh.
On Instagram. And when I was, he got shot, in 2012? He got shot a long ass time ago. And I just started speaking to that nigga again, last week.
I would have been mad, too. Don't fuck up my show for me.
Whatever. Scandal's amazing. So,
definitely get into it if you haven't.
So, let's just go ahead and switch gears here and do our emails and letters from the listeners at home.
Okay. Well, as always, please send any questions for us to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll go through and try to answer some. Our first one comes from Diddy, who insists that they had this name before Puff Daddy. Diddy says, I'm a 28-year-old woman who works a lot, so I really do not
Okay.
Are you mad? Are you hating on Diddy?
No, I didn't think it was going to be a woman.
So Diddy is a 28-year-old woman who works a lot, and so I really do not have time to just go out and date. So I've dived into the online dating pool. I think that there's a stigma, more so in the Black community, with online dating, so I'm slightly embarrassed that I had to get to this point. I was wondering, what are your thoughts regarding online dating, and do you feel like there's a stigma associated with it? Do you have any suggestions for me, or am I just overthinking this?
I think you're overthinking
it. Yeah, you should just do you. I know, five people that have gotten married and have very successful relationships that started from online dating. No one cares.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
I think, for me, it's still a little weird. I understand what Diddy's saying as far as the stigma is concerned.
I met y'all online.
Right, and that's the thing. That's what's weird for me, because I have no problem meeting friends on the internet, but there's something about dating people from the internet that just seems so strange to me. I'm working on it. I know that that's my own.
But I mean, you
problem.
Really are just using those sites as an outlet to meet someone.
Right,
today.
I know. I get it. It just feels weird to me, and I don't know why. So I could totally understand what this person is saying, but
as long as it's not Adam for Adam or BGC Live, girl, go for it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with meeting people online. It just feels strange, for me,
I think sign up
on Match.com or whatever, it would be oh, girl, I don't have time for this. This is just so weird.
If you feel weird about it, which, I mean, there are always going to be people that judge what goes on in your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell them where you met somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you could always make it up. But
I don't think there's anything wrong with being we met on Match.com. So the fuck what? Again, just like you're saying, I know a few people who've met on websites like that. And have been in a relationship success to this day.
Well,
for years,
I say
and
that, but I can say that I don't think there's anything wrong with it and, get your life and do you. But I've said before, and I still mean to this day, that I wouldn't date somebody I met on Twitter.
I have.
I would not do that.
I just don't
mainly because I've seen how it goes when those relationships fall apart.
Good point.
And I feel the same way about YouTube, just because I think YouTube is really the home of the creepiest people.
Oh my God.
I love YouTube is one of those things where 80% of the people are just so kind and loving, but those people aren't the ones who take the time out to leave a comment. It's like the YouTube commenters.
Yeah, it's definitely not 80%.
They're either completely in love with you or totally hate you. There is no middle ground on YouTube.
Well, people on YouTube in those comments just a lot of times say evil shit just to say it.
Right. Like, yeah, just the internet in general.
Yeah. Well, YouTube is less of an avenue for me anyway. That's not even really like...
Girl, as long as it's not Adam for Adam, it's not BGC Live, it's not Grindr, it's not Jacked, go for it. I don't see the problem.
I mean, I can say that same thing. I agree, like, in my head, but in my heart, I would never date somebody.
But that's
Twitter.
A personal thing.
Right. Right.
That's for you. That doesn't mean that you're going to see Diddy and be like, oh,
online
geez.
Dating is not for everyone.
The first thing we would judge is your name, like, before we would even think about, I mean, let's be real. You can't see our faces, but we all made a face. We were like...
Is Diddy, like, short for something?
I think it is. There's no way that you're given name.
Okay, well, anyway, I just feel like, girl, go the fuck in and do your thing and see what happens. You might meet, like, your soulmate.
Yeah, I don't think you should be opposed to signing up for dating sites, but, you know, I definitely see what you're saying as far as there being people who are still kind of like...
Just make sure that you watch Catfish, the TV show.
Because definitely my mama, if I told my mama I met somebody online, she would be like, girl, what? Like... Did you?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you don't have to tell people all your business. People don't have to know like where you guys met or whatever. If
parents
it works
would be freaked
out, it's fine.
My grandma has more friends on Facebook than I do, so I don't think my family would really like. I think they'd understand, but I wouldn't tell them that shit anyway. All right, next question.
Go for it, Diddy. This
good
one
luck.
Is in a relationship sort of vein as well. This is from Jessica. And she says, I'm 19 now. I live in England and I'm in my second year of university.
Oh, hello.
Can we answer this question with a British accent?
Yeah.
So that she can really understand us?
Yeah, I think you guys should go for it. Think about now, like, how you're going to do this accent.
Oh, I'm so ready. Okay. I'm really good at this.
Okay. Well, last year I met my first boyfriend and I gave up a lot to him. First kiss, first time, everything. Eyebrow wiggle, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
It was all going well for 8 months and we were really happy, but he lives in France, which isn't such a big deal if you live in England, I guess. But, and so we went our separate ways over the summer. We barely spoke till we saw each other back at uni for the new year and just started picking up where we left off. And I was happy because I really liked him. However, I soon heard rumors that he'd been seeing someone else in my absence. I tried to ignore it because I had no proof, but eventually I asked if he was seeing someone else. He denied it. I tried to believe him, but recently I found a girl's Instagram with various pictures of them and her calling him her bestie. I was pretty pissed off and I called him out on it. He denied it again and said they were just friends and claimed I shouldn't listen to what other people say. I'm not sure whether I believe him or should just ditch him altogether. I really like him and I find it hard to let go because I've invested so much, but I feel like I'm being silly. Should I trust him and try to make it work or cut my losses?
Well, the problem is that you don't really have enough proof. You haven't got enough.
This voice.
I love it.
I mean, no one really knows what's going on. Like, I mean, if she said bestie, then maybe they're just really friends.
I mean, but if this was your best friend, like if this was her boyfriend's best friend, wouldn't she know who this person is?
Oh, well, yeah, you're right.
Listen, I think you're 19. You've got your whole life ahead of you. You're going to meet so many guys.
Oh, is she 19?
She's only 19 years old. You're thinking, oh, I had sex with this guy. We kissed a few times. I maybe let him put him in the butt or something like that. Listen, I don't care what you let him do the first time. You are going to meet so many guys in your lifetime.
You're so young.
You've
got your whole life ahead of you.
You know what I mean? Trust your instinct. If you don't believe him, you think he's lying to you, move on. You're young. You're going to meet somebody else. You know, and
probably someone even better.
Better looking, not on Instagram. Trustworthy.
I can't deal with how good your accent is. Like, I'm over here like, oh my God, you sound so classy.
They probably sound like shit to the people
no,
in England.
No, to them, they're all like, ew.
English people are like, stop it. Shut up.
Yeah, girl, listen, you're 19 and your man is being shady on Instagram or whatever. He doesn't even live in the same country as you. It's... I know that you lost your virginity to him and that kind of feels special, but trust me, you're probably going to have sex with a lot more people. So.
When I think back, like seriously, think back to when you guys were 19 and the people that you like cried tears over and you thought were so important to you.
It's so funny now.
It's like, oh, it's embarrassing. Yeah. And it's really hard to believe that in the moment and you think this is the person that you really want to be with. But if you don't believe that this person is trustworthy, there are so many other people out there that can fulfill you in whatever way is necessary. So I say move on.
Right. It doesn't at this point, Jessica, it sounds like it doesn't even really matter what he says. You still don't believe him. And if you can't trust your boyfriend, then you know, in it. This long distance relationship, then it's not worth it. Like,
because
honestly,
when you're in a long distance relationship, trust is pretty much all you got.
Yeah.
So
and you're
if you
19,
don't have that,
and
you are
in
19,
college, girl.
By the time you hit like 21, you're gonna feel completely different. And then when you hit 25, you're gonna feel different. And bitch, by the time you hit 30,
you're barely gonna remember this man exists. Like, no. I promise you, it's not gonna be that big of a deal. Just keep living.
All right. Do we have another email?
Good luck, Jessica.
Yeah, we do. I went. Not sure if you want to. Do you want to do another one?
What direction is this email going in?
I mean,
go for it.
We got a very, very interesting email about dating, and it was kind of. I guess I could say that it affected me personally. Like, it just was something that resonated with my own personal life because I feel kind of strongly about this topic.
Where are we going with this?
This comes from a listener named Jared. Mm-hmm. And it says, there's a certain YouTube blogger radio host that I'd like to take on a date. This particular person has made mention in reference to the fact that he has not been on a date in a while. And so I took the initiative to ask this person out. Unfortunately, my offer was declined because at one point I had talked to and been interested in his friend, who is also pretty popular on the blog scene, and he didn't feel comfortable going on a date with someone who once had dealings with his friends. What are your stances on a scenario like that? Being that all of you are YouTube bloggers and or radio personalities, what would you do?
So I feel like question, I'm in an inception.
Right yeah. It just so happens that this person sent this question and all three of us... you know, I guess this could apply to any one of the three of us, but how do you feel about dating your friend's ex?
Hell the fuck no.
Wow, really? All that?
I mean, I just can't do... This is the thing.
Okay.
I'm actually really glad that this came up because I guess... Okay, listen. Look. To me...
You have a lot of feelings.
I do. I have feelings because I also have experienced things like this. And look, to me, if you are willing to date your friend's ex, then you don't really give a fuck about your friendship with that person. Like, you just can't. Because even if you're like one of those people who feels like, oh, well, it's no big deal and oh, it won't change anything, or, you know, even if the friend feels like they won't take it personally and nothing will change, it just will never be the way that it was. It won't. You can't, you know, date this person and then, you know, maybe fall in love or be in a relationship with that person or some shit. And they, like, you can't, you and your friend are not going to be able to talk about it. You're not going to be able to bring that person around and everybody's just like, oh, haha, laughing. You know, like,
not
it's
even
just,
if it was like really casual between your friend and their ex, not even if it was just like,
yeah, but not every relationship ends badly. Like, sometimes people break up and it's okay and you still...
But that doesn't mean that you're going to be comfortable with your friend dating that same person.
I guess it's just a person to person.
It might be. Yeah. Some people feel differently. I just am very against it.
So it doesn't bother you, Francesca?
I mean, I have never really been in that situation, so it's kind of hard for me to say. But I would think that, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm of the mindset that, like, when you meet someone and you, like, have a connection with them, the rules that you had originally established for yourself kind of, like, go out the window.
Right.
Like, oh, I need someone that has, you know, a job and has, you know, like, two eyes or, like, whatever. And then the person you meet doesn't have those things, but like you're so in love with them.
You're so in love. You just take
you're so in
out.
Love, and you're just like, I don't care because this person makes me happy. And so I feel the same way about an ex. If you met the right person, and in this instance, what I would say to this person is, when someone says no, like the answer is no. Like, like, do you want to force them into liking you? Like, the feeling is not there. They're not interested. Even if you are an ex or of a friend, if they really liked you and they were into you, they would get over it.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like even if, let's say, I met someone and, or like I met one of my friend's exes and I kind of was feeling them, you know, or I had just a bit of interest, I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, because it's less about like the friend for me and more about me. I would not be able to enjoy like a date with you because I would just be looking at you and thinking of my friend.
So let me just go ahead and be completely honest here. When I was younger, in my 20s and a little more ratchet than I am now, I was in this situation, sort of. I dated this girl for about 6 months and we broke up and I was really, really upset about it. Like, I don't know why I took it to heart, but I was just really crushed about this breakup. And then she continued to hang out with all my friends afterwards. So it was like, not only was I going through this breakup, but I had to see her all the time. It was a giant pain in the ass, right? So I find out after we broke up that she cheated on me, which just really made me bitter towards her. And I really wanted to hurt her feelings. So I started dating one of her friends.
I'm sorry. Wait, you were dating a girl? Okay, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I cannot stand you.
So wait, but you did that out of spite.
I did it. Well, no.
Because you knew it would make her mad.
Well, the friend was super fine.
But you said just
but
now
I
that you did it.
I was interested in her, like, because she's cute.
But you pursued it.
But I definitely let the relationship happen because deep down inside, I wanted to hurt her feelings. I did. And so I did.
That's my point. Like, you knew that shit would hurt her fucking feelings. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know the emotions and things that will come from that kind of situation. And they probably did.
I actually
did.
Do agree with you. I don't think it's a good idea to date your friend's ex. And I would not be okay with any of my friends dating anybody that I used to talk to.
Somebody pulled that shit on me once. And the only reason that nigga ain't get his neck twisted off is because we don't live in the same fucking city and state. And that's on God.
Okay.
Well, whoa.
So,
shit just got so real.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from.
He's like, and on my mama, cause
on my mama, on my hood. No, but I mean, I don't know. I think that's just really complicated. Some people really just don't, you know, really wouldn't give a fuck. Maybe, you know, the friend that you dated wouldn't even give a shit, but. You know,
yeah,
it just
I think
doesn't.
It would. The only way it could work is if, you know, your friend and their ex never really had a serious relationship and your friend honestly didn't care. And I don't know many people who just wouldn't care.
Whatever.
I mean, it's not for me anymore, but
I guess it just depends. Like, I have a circle of friends at home that they've all dated each other. All of them.
Really?
Yeah. They are just all dipping in each other's ink like all the time.
Oh, my God.
That's a wonderful phrase.
It's very difficult for me to date somebody and be friends with them after we break up, like genuine friends. I feel like there's feelings on one side or the other every time. Like, it's never like, oh, we can honestly just be friends. It's always some shit.
That is a whole different boat, and I'm not sailing on it tonight. I'm just not fucking doing it. So let's go on.
So, yeah, if you ask me, I think it's best to just avoid the situation altogether.
And there's that.
Because I ended up going down a road with somebody who was every bit of a Satan sent mess. And it was what I deserved for being messy. So, yeah, she put me through hell. So I just figured that was my karma for dating my friend, because we had said we'd be friends after we broke up. So she was my friend. But I mean, friend is in quotes, but I definitely dated her friend and teammate. They played on the same basketball team. So I was being real raggedy.
I'm so glad you clarified basketball team, because I was like, oh, same team. Yeah, ladies, I get it.
No.
Let's do the read. Can we just do our read?
Do you have a read for this week, Mr.
I do.
Fury? I'm so excited to hear it. Please go forth.
It's actually kind of a pop culture topic.
Oh, shit.
I just have to address this queen, Perez Hilton.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to just get underneath the table because...
First of all, it is still to this very day, fuck Perez Hilton all
fuck
day.
Fuck him.
Every day. Fuck and Perez has Hilton. Been for years.
Ever since Michael Jackson died for me.
Oh.
He stole Shit White Girls Say and monetized it and caught my name out of the credits.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
That's when I got blocked by him.
So, yeah.
Because I tweeted him. I called him all kinds of bitches. I called him a sleigh ride full of bitches that day. And he blocked the fuck out of me.
Motherfucker, what is a sleigh ride of bitches?
Whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, Perez Hilton has a YouTube account. And that's a problem in itself because no one wants to see your shriveled up mug. It looks like the devil sucked all of the life out of your face, girl. Like, and you're a parent now. That poor child has to look at that disheveled face.
That baby needs more prayers than Kim Kardashian's baby.
Yeah. It actually does.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
That's a very great point. Anyway, he has a YouTube page now and he did this video on Beyonce. And he said that Beyonce needs a new dictionary because... In some interview, Beyonce said that she considers herself a modern feminist.
Right.
And Perez believes that that is incorrect because a modern feminist would not tell women to bow down, would not tell a man to put a ring on it, and would not wear scantily clad outfits. Here's the problem with that.
Okay.
You telling a woman that she can't be a feminist because of the things that she says and the way that she dresses is exactly the shit that feminists fight against every day. You're not a woman, girl. Like, you can't, like, you as a man cannot be over here trying to tell this woman what the definition of a feminist is. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then he said that a real modern feminist is Beth Ditto from Gossip, who I absolutely adore. But I guess he assumes that she's a feminist because she's, like, big and she's, you know, super proud of her size
and
all
that
stuff.
Yeah, she's, like, really unapologetic.
Right.
And, like, in your face.
But, like, you saying that Beyonce wears tight clothes and shows, like, her legs and thighs and she's not a feminist, but... Lena Dunham is a fucking feminist when she's naked in every episode
on Lena
of
Dunham.
Girls.
Yo, dude. White feminists stand for Lena Dunham.
Down.
They will not even get out of bed to defend Beyonce, but you say shit about Lena Dunham, they will come
it's
for
like
you.
It's like the end of the damn world. Listen, Perez Hilton's opinion on women and feminism means nothing to me.
Where are all these men coming from and giving their opinion on feminism and, like,
I mean,
what are you doing?
Hello, patriarchy.
I think people don't even know what feminism is. Like, they're thinking one thing when it is honestly something else. Like, I don't even understand how people can claim to be against feminism when this is about, you know, treating women equal to men. Like, what is there even to argue about? If you don't agree that women should be treated the same as men, like, there's no conversation that we can even have. So coming for Beyonce and saying that she's not feminist because she wears tight clothes and she put out Bow Down and she, like, whatever the fuck else. I just don't know who Perez Hilton thinks he is. Like, what gives you the right? Who are you?
Like, who are you? Absolutely. Take your fucking sunken treasure looking ass face to millions of milkshakes.
Why are you this way?
And get a fucking beverage and shut the fuck up. Like, I cannot stand her. Like, why are you always trying to get... Like, not everyone needs to be a voice. Like, you don't. Like, you already make so much money from your little whack-ass website, bitch. Like, just cool down and shut the fuck up and let your little interns do your blog posts for you. Like, you don't have to be the voice of anything. Like, Perez Hilton has never been one who gives, like, an opinion that is interesting. He's never been, like, a personality, ever. Right. He made fame because he came out... Or he became famous because he started blog... When, you know, blogs were kind of getting popping or whatever.
Right.
And he was drawing dicks all over, like, Lindsay Lohan's face and Hillary Duff and whoever the fuck else. So that's what made you pop. Like, we don't give a fuck about your opinion. Like, shut up.
Like, honestly, Perez Hilton could be completely right about something. And I still don't give a fuck because it's Perez Hilton.
And you look like a scrotum.
I judge anyone who goes to his website still.
Right.
like, please stop giving him attention.
I definitely saw when he stole, like, he stole Francesca's video, uploaded his own player, and then sent me, and made money off of it.
Sent me the most passive aggressive email ever that was like, lots of people benefit when I post their videos on my website. Like, I'm helping you. Not if you don't have my name on it, bitch.
Right.
So, no. He's the worst. And I don't...
He's, like, legit.
Like, he could have easily embedded your video into a post.
Or just put my name at the end with a link or something. But no.
So, take your fucking evil dead fucking face.
Take all of it.
And get the fuck out of here, bitch. We don't see it for you and we never fucking will.
Fuck Perez Hilton.
I'm done. Do you have a read?
A little bit. So listen. As we covered on the first episode, I like to go home and go to work and repeat that cycle. That's what I like to do. Right. And I don't like any fuss at either location. We got an email from a reader named Latricia who mentioned that she has an elderly bus driver, like the person who drives the Metro bus. Mm. And the person is usually sweet, but sometimes she says ignorant things like people who don't believe in God get beat up, shot, and raped. Which, there's so many problems with making that kind of statement that I don't even know where to begin. But as a society, we tend to give old people a pass on things. And let me tell you something. I am the same way. I let old people get away with a lot of shit because I figure, you know, cheers to you. You've hung in here for a really long time. You know, you can talk your shit, blah, blah, blah. However, there's this old bitch in my apartment building who's about to get the shit slapped out of her. If she comes at me wrong, the wrong way,
if she comes
whatever.
At you the wrong way.
If she does it again, I might have to smack somebody's meemaw. Let me tell you what happened. So I live on the third floor. This lady lives directly underneath me on the second floor, and she likes to stop me on my way to work to ask me questions. She barely speaks English.
Of course.
So this is already like a really struggly-ass conversation. And the other day she stopped me when I'm coming downstairs to go to work, and she's like, do you live upstairs? And I don't know why she asked this question, because we've had this conversation before, and I told her, yes, girl, I live upstairs. So I told her, yes, I still live upstairs.
As you were coming down the stairs.
Right, as I'm coming down the fucking stairs. Like, where, sweetie, I'm not coming out of, like, fucking Narnia. Like, I'm not coming out of nowhere. I live upstairs. Anyway, she says that she is hearing noises, and it's me, and I'm being really loud, and I need to knock it off because it's, like, interfering with her sleep. First of all, when you live as far uptown as I live and somebody accuses you of being loud, it just doesn't make any fucking sense, because I've never met a people so loud as the people who live in my building. Like, it's a motherfucking...
We can talk about that.
24-hour fiesta in that bitch. So that already pissed me off. But because she's somebody's grandma, she looks like she's knocking on 106. I said, I'm so sorry if I'm being loud. I'll be quieter, you know, when I'm getting ready in the morning. She said, no, no, it's like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., you up making noise, this, this, this. And I said, no, girl, at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., I'm asleep. Like, I don't play these games. I have work in the morning. And she said, well, what time do you come home? And I looked at her like, I don't really see how this is any of your business. But I said, I get home around 9 or 10. And she said, oh, well, no, I think you come home around 1 or 2 because you're making all this noise, so I know you don't come home at 9 or 10. And I almost put my arms around this lady's neck. Listen, if you know that your meemaw is the type to come at people crazy, you might want to talk to her and say, listen, girl, how about you just keep it cute in the stairwell, because everybody's not going to respond kindly to you. I was polite enough to stop. Like, I don't have a damn job to go to. I was nice enough to stop and struggle through this conversation with you. But don't ever in your life accuse me of lying when I'm taking time out of my day to address your ridiculous ass questions, bitch. I don't have a reason to lie to you. I pay rent in that motherfucker. I pay rent in that motherfucker. I pay rent in that motherfucker. I don't give a shit, you know, about making noise.
All the fucks fly out the window when you really realize you pay rent.
I don't even care about making noise, but I don't make any fucking noise. I go home and I read books or I watch TV and then I go to sleep because I have a job to go to in the morning. And so for this lady to accuse me of lying, honestly, it took nothing but the blood of the lamb to keep me from choking the shit out of this lady. So this is, I'm putting all the old people on notice. Y'all get away with a lot of shit because you're old and people feel sorry for you or they respect you or whatever. But girl, I'm not the one. I can take a lot, but don't accuse me of lying when I have absolutely nothing to lie about.
Crystal, don't ever go to Florida. Don't ever go to South Florida.
Don't do it.
Why?
Because it is old people fucking central.
And they do everything that
you just
said.
And they are the worst. My mother lives in front of a retirement community, and a bus like drops them off at the Publix. And I swear
to God,
I
miss Publix.
I miss Publix too. I miss a Publix sub. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Don't even get me started.
They will go to Publix, and I kid you not, I saw a 90-year-old woman trying to return some ice cream that melted in her car. And literally was, like, arguing with the lady to the point that she just had to take it back. I mean, they
took it back.
Because she was just the worst. She was just, like, this crotchety grandmother was, like, yelling at her. But she was like, it melted. I can't eat this. What am I supposed to do with this? And the lady was just like, okay, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just go away. Just go away.
I mean, bitch, that's what happens to ice cream when you leave it in the damn car.
Do not go to Florida. They're on the road. They are... horrible. They can't see over the steering wheel. They're causing accidents. It's really bad.
As I've said before, oh, people, either find somebody to drive fast for you or push the pedal to the fucking metal. Because you have less time than the rest of us. So you should be in a hurry to get to your destination.
Oh, you ain't shit.
It's the truth.
I respect elderly people. I really do. But
as you just read this woman film.
No, she
that
crossed
was less
the damn
about,
line.
That was less about her being old and more about her accusing you of lying.
I was pissed for the rest of the day. The fact that she was old is the only thing that saved her. I wanted to snatch that bitch bald. And I know this lady is like 109 years old, but I wanted to cuss her the whole fuck out. Like, how dare you? 1 a.m., bitch, you don't know me. I am asleep. Like, under no circumstances.
No one in my building is ever going to say anything to me about being loud because everyone's loud. How the fuck do you know it's me?
I'm like, it pissed me off so bad that I'm actually like looking up apartments and like trying to find somewhere to move. I was that mad about it.
My downstairs neighbor is an opera singer. So.
Oh, hell
beat
no.
Beat that.
I have someone above me, like literally above my bed, who is constantly pushing furniture around. Like just this dragging. It sounds like they're moving a bed or a sofa or something. And it happens every single morning, like early in the morning, like 10 a.m.
You're doing feng shui.
And then late at night, too.
What the hell?
And I really want to go up there. Well, actually, I have gone up there once because one time it woke me up at like 7 in the morning. And one thing you won't do, one motherfucking thing you won't do.
Oh, I remember when you did
ever
this.
In your life is wake me the fuck up out of my good sleep. That's what you just won't do. That's what, you, listen, woo, you won't do it. I put on my pajama pants and I hauled ass up there and I was banging on that door. And they must have known exactly what the fuck the problem was, too, because no one came and answered it.
And so did they stop, like, with all
the
noise?
Yeah, I didn't hear it again that day.
See?
But I've heard it since.
Well, if I see this lady again, I can't promise that I'm going to act like I have some good sense. Like, it's one of the things I miss about Oklahoma because I rented a house in Oklahoma, so I really didn't have to hear neighbors ever. But even when I lived in like apartments and condos, you just don't really hear neighbors because apartments are big enough. You're not just like, it's not a billion
people. And
you're
not in like a super old building.
Right.
That's why.
Right. So that's
but
one of the things.
Even in other boroughs, it's not that loud, certain parts of it.
You know what you should do? You should stomp around your apartment and then you should go downstairs and be like, did you hear that stomping? What? Is there stomping going on in your apartment too?
Like, just God. Fuck with her.
And just to fuck with her.
You should.
And just go up there and put on some heels. And
every time I go, I just always, I'm like, whenever I go home, it's like, okay, it's midnight. Why do I hear children?
Right. I mean, that shit, honestly, it really pissed me off for the rest of the day. And I don't, I mean, God help me. I think I'm going to have to pray on it because.
And then there's some. I don't know if it's a guy. I'm pretty sure it's a guy, but there's someone in the building across from mine. But like, it's right outside my window.
Okay.
And they're always playing like Daddy Yankee Pandora.
Wait till the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a 24-hour parade outdoors. Like, the shit is... It does not end.
You know what? So wait, do you have anything that you want to read?
No, I mean, I guess I would probably say my opera singer neighbor. He, I want to do a video about this, but I'll just tell y'all about it. I have a neighbor who sings opera, and when he's not singing opera, he is fighting with his wife. And
I got a couple of those too.
To the point where I'm ready to tell them to break up. I'm ready to go down there and be like, y'all, it's not working out. Okay. Just end it. Okay. It's over. And he was singing opera at 3:30 in the morning.
Girl.
Woke me up from my sleep singing an aria or whatever he was singing. No. And I'm really nice. Like you guys know, this is probably the most cursing I've ever done in any recorded format.
You're
because
pretty good.
I try to keep it to a minimum. I banged on his door and I was like, what the fuck? I banged on his door and I could hear him going, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Like,
he said that?
I swear to you, he was like, uh-oh, this is not going to be good.
No shit, Sherlock.
It's 3:30 in the morning. Why the fuck are you singing opera right now? Like, who are you?
Like, girl, go to bed.
Like, what are you doing? You know? So he opens the door and I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, you're not sorry. You can't be sorry at 3:30 in the morning. Absolutely not. And then he says to me, well, how did it sound? And I was like,
girl, this is not American Idol. I'm not here to judge your bullshit.
No, absolutely not. And I just really wish.
I would have gone, oh.
Did you really just ask me how it sounded?
Bitch, you woke me up. Like, I'm trying to go to sleep.
It sounded like you're 2 seconds from getting your ass whooped.
It sounds like my foot is about to be down your fucking throat if you don't shut the whole fuck up, girl.
You're going to be singing opera through toes. That's what you're going to, like, shut up.
I've been praying for him to get nodes for like a month.
I will knock your teeth down to your anus.
Yeah, it was just
shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like it's 3:30 a.m. There's no excuse.
I know. I need one of you guys to come over and like read him because like I know he was scared because he's like a little white guy and he was totally scared of me. But like I know
with
I didn't
your natural hair.
Well, with my scarf on.
Okay.
Yes, you kept it all the way real.
Hell yeah, I did.
So let's just show up at his door one day, Jessica, like
Francesca rolled up in her scarf, like motherfucker. Look, listen,
I am not the one. I was so mad at him asking me how he sounded. Are you kidding me? Like I was gonna be like, well, you were a little sharp,
right?
On the ave,
it was a little pitchy, but no, go to bed.
You sounded like it's almost 4 a.m. Shut the fuck up. I'm sleep, girl.
Oh God. Well, that was a treat. Listen,
loved it.
We're done.
You guys, don't forget to follow the hilarious Francesca on Twitter.
Cheska Lee. Spell it for people because.
Oh, I know. Listen, if I had known that Cheska Lee was going to be what people were going to call me, I would have just been Francesca. Because people are like, hey, Chelsea. I'm like, my name is not Chelsea. No, it's Cheska, like Francesca, C-H-E-S-C-A, Lee, L-E-I-G-H. So follow me on the internet.
And by the time you guys see this, there'll be links and all that stuff. So
yeah,
you can
we'll
see
make sure to put up links for you everything. Guys.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for coming through. We were so excited.
Being
like
our first special guest.
Yes, we just love you, so.
So I guess that's about it. Don't forget to send us our questions or your questions to asktheread@gmail.com.
Don't forget to check out Kid Fury at sofurious.com.
Don't forget to check out Crystal at crystal.com and subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate, comment, do all that fun stuff. And yeah,
there'll be links to Cheska Lee's amazing YouTube channel. She has another one for locks that is just fantastic. So all of you guys with locks can check that out as well. And do we have anything else? Any parting thoughts?
Do you have anything you want to say before we go?
Make sure you eat your vegetables, kids.
I just live and die for your accents. I wish I could do some.
Wait, before we go, can you please quickly do some Zooey Deschanel? Just do a little Zooey.
Oh my God, yes.
Hey guys, I'm wearing bangs and the dress is vintage. I'm also playing a ukulele. I'm really attractive, but I pretend that I'm not that good looking. I'm 35, but I act like I'm 20. You can't see it, but I'm tap dancing.
Oh my God, I hate you.
You guys, we will see you in a week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.